This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. It was a first. Former Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton shared the stage with a different kind of leader, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, who's also on TV's Shark Tank. They honored the first graduates of the new Presidential Leadership Scholars Program. Current events fed parts of the conversation. The presidents led opposing parties in office, but for the past 6 months, they've offered civil, funny words of advice on leadership to 60 accomplished adults from across the country. They're leaders themselves, with different jobs in the public and private sectors. With George Bush's brother Jeb and Bill Clinton's wife Hillary vying to be president, the two were asked how to improve campaign rhetoric.
You know, I think the discourse generally is lowered by surrogates. I know Jeb, and I'm confident Secretary Hillary will, you know, elevate the discourse. I can't attest to their surrogates. I can attest to this surrogate. Which I'm not going to be a surrogate, but it's...
Bill Clinton said he expects vigorous primary campaigns.
And then whoever wins the two primaries will have a hard debate. And we ought to show respect for the debate by trying to be as specific and clear as we can about the policy choices before us.
Mark Cuban took the stage before the president spoke. He didn't waste time getting to the hot basketball news. Star DeAndre Jordan, just the night before, backed off signing with the Mavericks.
It's over. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. You think for a second, is there anything I can change? You think for another second, what have I learned so I can do it differently next time? And then you move forward and say, what are our options?
All three talked a lot more about leading through tough times while not giving up. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.